Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Keep the covenant. Oh God, I feel like I want to shout. Woo! Oh, somebody shout God. Oh Lord! Oh! Hold on. Somebody asked her. Listen. Nudge your neighbor and said, it's about time you grow up. And said, I got this. Said, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to come into covenant with God. Dare you come into covenant with God and tell me that you don't win the battle. I dare you come into covenant with God and tell me that the enemy is whipping your behind. I dare you come into covenant with God. And you're not eating bread to the full. I love this. And he shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. Somebody shall break that down. Come on, somebody said break that down. If you have only but one refrigerator, it should be overflowing. What am I saying? Because when you are a covenant keeper, God is going to bless you so much that you don't even have time to eat the new food. You have to be eating the old food. Because you see, you don't want the old food to go bad. And you're so busy stacking. On the bus, Sandy. You see. Hold your shout. You see, when I don't go to the supermarket very often. Because the Lord blessed me with a great chef as a husband. But one thing I do know is that when you go to the supermarket and you are going to buy your fruits, I do know are your vegetables. I do know that you're supposed to reach to the very back. Because that's where the real stuff is. I'm not going to get any more support from the supermarket. Because I just tell the secret. You reach to the back. That's where the new stuff are. Because the old stuff has got to go before it is expired. I wish somebody would praise God. Why am I speaking like this today? I'm speaking like this today because we are still in the season. You don't understand. We are still in the season of conquest. We are still in the season of recovering. We are still in the season of conquering. Oh God, who am I talking to? We are still in the season of much. We are in the season of miracles. We are in the season where you buy milk without money. And oh Lord, somebody shout, nudge your neighbor, say you're still in the season. Wake up. Listen to this. Verse 11 said, and I will set my tabernacle among you, and your soul shall not abhor you. My soul shall not abhor you. In other words, my soul will not hate you. What God is saying here, God is saying that when you become a covenant keeper with me, I am going to come and live with you. Tabernacle with you simply means dwell with you. Hello? And I am not going to hate you. Not your neighbor and said, God can hate you. He said so. He said, I will come and I will dwell with you, and my soul shall not hate you. And I will walk among you. And I will be your God. And all you got to do, submit yourself to me. Be my people. Come into covenant with me. And I'm going to do all this for you. I am the Lord your God. I remember how I took you out of the land of Egypt. I remember how I pull you away so you don't be servants to anyone. Aren't you sick and tired of being oppressed? Aren't you sick and tired of being depressed? Not your neighbor and say, God has called me. Not for anyone to walk upon me. Come on now. Come on, tell somebody, God has blessed me. And I have broken the bonds of your yoke and made you to go upright. Now nudge a neighbor and said, upright. Come on, said, hold your head up. Because the storm shall not defeat you. Come on, I'm serious. Pass this on. Call someone and tell them to hold their head up. And walk upright. Do you know that when you walk with your head hang down, people take advantage of you? Did you know that people abuse people that walk around with no confidence? Did you know that? Young people, where are you? How you doing? I'm fine. Where are you going? I don't know. You are already expressed to an abuser that you are a prey. Come on and shout amen. Amen. Come on and shout amen. Amen. The abuser is afraid of those that walk with their shoulders up and their head up. Because it simply means that I have confidence and I know what I'm about. And I am not afraid. Somebody shout, I'm strong. And I stand tall. Because I know who my God is. But here is a conjunction. But if he will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if he shall despise my statutes, because some of us don't like the statutes of God. I must admit that some of them seems like bitter herbs. But we must love them because it is good for us. Huh? Herbs are bitter, but it is good for you. Oh, Lord, I am one of them. I quickly confess I can't handle anything bitter. But I know it's good for me. God help me. Don't despise the covenant of God. Listen, or if your soul abhor my judgments, simply means if you hate my judgments. Not your neighbor and said you better love God's judgment. So that he shall not do all my commandments. Somebody underline the word all. Come on, not your neighbor and said some won't do. It takes all or nothing. All or nothing. But that ye break my covenant. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. America! People under the hearing of my voice. When terror is in the land, it's because we have broken the covenant that we have made with our God. Hello? The Lord our God is one God. Nudge a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them God changes not. So he came into covenant in the Old Testament, and man messed up. Man fail. You listen to me? I said we messed up and we failed. And God so loved us that God said, you know what? I'm going to go down myself. This time. Somebody shout, this time. And I'm going to come into covenant with man. Somebody shout, again.
Again.
I want to let you know this, because some of us do believe that because we are under grace, there is no need for covenant. He was a God of covenant in the Old Testament, and he is a God of covenant in the New. Let the church shout amen. And so in the New Testament, he came and sent John, the 15th chapter, reading from the verse 4, says, abide in me. In other words, live in me. Stay in me. And I in you. So when I see this person coming, two people coming. He is coming and Yahshua is coming. So you better be nice to me. I'm not alone. Nudge your neighbor and said, you better be happy you're sitting beside me. Because I have somebody with me. I'm not alone. You go to the doctor. And they're running all these CAT scans. Like the testimony that came today. And the doctor said, I'm shocked. Because according to all the symptoms that you have, your blood work is supposed to be messed up. And according to the symptoms that you have, I'm planning to operate on you. But because the sister was not alone, so when they did the CAT scan, he said, whoops, wrong person. I made this body. I know this body. Yes. And nothing wrong with this body. Because I come into a covenant with this person. This body is mine. You don't understand. This person is in a covenant with me. Let the church shout hallelujah. So he said, abide in me. And I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself. So a lot of times, when you find out that you're a branch, you want to go off by yourself. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you all know this. If your neighbor have a fruit tree, and that fruit tree bears, and a branch hang over your property, stand right there and hang over. What is hanging over your property, even though the root is not on your property, what is hanging over is yours. Lord, help me, Jesus. Let your neighbor say, come back. If not, it's going to be cut off. Lord, help me. Jesus, I'm going to be bearing fruit, but I'm going to stay right on up here. Holy God. I am the vine. You are the branches. Abide in me. I'm coming into a covenant with you. Stay with me. And I in him, the same, bring it forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Come on, shout, stay with me and you will bear much. Not some fruit. I said not some fruit. Aren't you tired of some fruit? Don't you want much fruit? Abide. Abide. Somebody shout, abide. If he moved to the left, abide. If he moved to the right, abide. If he's moving forward, abide. If he's running, abide. When he stops, so when the storm comes, you don't have to be afraid. Because let me tell you something. When the storm comes, huh, the branch is going to get dancing. Oh, Lord, but the root is secure. Look at me. Ain't going nowhere. Did you hear me? And then the storm take me to the left. Ain't going nowhere. Tell a neighbor, he holds me. He holds me. He holds your brother. They're coming to take your car. He holds your sister. Oh, let the church rejoice. I'm trying hard to stop. Get me to the next verse. Get me to the next verse, Mr. Engineer. Lord, if you can read, all that you need to do right now is just jump up on your feet and start dancing. Listen, If you abide in me, and my word, shout his covenant, abide in you. Lord, I love this. I just want to sit down now. He shall ask what he will, and it shall be done. Period. That's it. Did you hear me? Get me back to verse 7. If you abide in him and let his word abide in you. Nudge your neighbor and say, ask him. Ask what you want. Did you hear me? Come on, tell somebody, get the word in me and I'll stand. So get me to believe God and I'll shake down the mountain. Oh Lord! Any new covenant? Now, if you are thinking about making a New Year resolution, now would be a real good time to make it. Forget about the one that you made in January. But tell your neighbor, you're still in the season. You're still in the festive season of the real New Year. Come into a covenant, make your resolution right now. Can I just give you 3 more verses and sit down? Hop over to chapter, go back to chapter 14, Mr. Engineer. Come on, come on. Rise and stand up on your feet everywhere. Hold your neighbor by the hand and repeat after me. Let not your heart be troubled. He believe in God. Say, if you believe in God, believe also in Jesus Christ. In my Father's house, we're still talking about covenant, huh? Listen, 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 listen. The promise. Somebody shout promise. When you talk about covenant, you talk about promise. You talk about keeping record. You talk about how God is a God of remembrance. How God is not a forgetful God, huh? In my Father's house. Come on, come on, say it with me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. What he's saying, I don't lie. If that was not the truth, I would let you know. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there he be also. That's it. Come on, another neighbor and say, there's still more to the covenant. Come on, tell somebody, I'm going to eat my bread to the full. And then I'm going to a better place. Come on and tell somebody else, I'm going to eat my bread to the full. And then I'm going to get out of here. Sister James, you're going to eat your bread to the full. And then the Lord is going to take you to a brand new place. In other words, what am I saying? You're still going to have that nice house. Yes. You're still going to drive that nice car. Yes. Hello? And after all of that is said and done, the Lord is going to take you to a better place. No, at your neighbor and say, don't give up the fight. The Lord has a good plan for you.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.